Today we're going to focus on a very interesting nekuda, which there's not a lot of people that discuss it, but there's a very, very blatant stira in different sikhes of the Rebbe, and today we're going to discuss the stira, and we'll give makim l'machshava for the teretz. The pasuk tells us that after the Kohen Gadol went to the for Yom Kippur and to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he made a big suda for all the people that Baruch Hashem, that he would be able to save them like a suda saida. The idea of haida is not a very new thing. There's a mission that says arba tzichin lahaidais. There are four people that have to bring a carbon toida. One of them is somebody that went over the midbar, somebody that came out of jail, somebody that was sick, and somebody that came across the yam. These are four people which they have to do a suda seida. They have to thank the Eibishter for allowing them and for saving them in this maimed umatziv. And then it comes to a new question. Being that you have to make a suda seida if you go out of jail, the shail is, do you have to make a suda seida, do you have to bring a karban toida for going out of golos? The fact that Yidden are in golos today, do they have to bring it when Mashiach comes, Mirta Hashem, today? Will there be a chiyuv of a carbon toida? And Lekutei Sichas Chelek Yud Beis, Parshas Boi, the Rebbe speaks over there about Yidden leaving Mitzrayim. Was there a chiyuv of a carbon toida or not? And the Rebbe in the Aris brings down the Shita, and the Rebbe says that when Yidden will go out of Golos, Mirta Hashem, there will not be the need of a carbon toida. A carbon toid is only yachid shaholach mi beis ha'asurim. A yachid that came out of jail. A tzibur shebegoyla, we know that it says the misery loves company. And not only that, but when you have a bunch of people together in jail or in a bad maimed umatziv, that's not considered bad. A person, that there's a whole group in a certain maimed umatziv, so they're not considered so much in golos. Ubiflat says the Rebbe that nowadays a lot of Yidden are not living bedachkus. And therefore to say that the entire Am Yisrael, Bebeis HaAsurim, we're in Golos HaShechina, that's true. We're in Golos and Golos. But Mitzad the Beis HaAsurim part of it, it's not enough of a Chiyuv to be Mechayiv you a carbon for a carbon Toyda Lossed Lovey. That's what he says. However, in Tavshin and Aleph, the Rebbe changed it upside down. And Shmini and other Sikhas, the Rebbe said like this, Ma docha yochid that goes out of Golos has to bring a carbon toida. Kolske v'kal v'chaymer tzibur sha'olu min ha'goyla. A tzibur that leaves Golos. So therefore, if a tzibur leaves Golos, for sure they have to bring a carbon toida. V'neilu av shir chodosh, losu lovi, the Rebbe says, Madach, if a yachid leaves, he has to bring a carbon toida. If a tzibur leaves, for sure they have to bring a carbon toida. So l'chayra, how do you metavich these two sichas? And chayluk yudbeis, the Rebbe says, that the tzibur does not have to bring a carbon toida, and l'asulavi, we will not have to bring a carbon. And in an aleph, the Rebbe says twice, that there will be a chiyuv, there will be a time when everyone leaves golos, there will be. So I saw on one of the Kovitz Pupulims, it came out from the yeshiva in Montreal a few years ago, someone wrote a beer as follows. That if you look in the later years, the Rebbe taught us a new definition of golos. In Maimer Va'at Tetzava, the Rebbe says that someone that's a chayla is gematria memtes. That someone that's memtes shari k'dusha, but he's missing the shar anun, he's considered a chayla. It's considered a chayla because he wants gili alikus. And the Maimer Va'at Tetzava, the Rebbe's mechadish, that a yid could have a lot of ashirus, being mamish in this world, but biyached imze is in ganzen zu treistelt and is in ganzen zu brochen from the fact that the Eibishter is not niskala. From the fact that there's no gili ashchina, so poshet begashmi is there zu brochen. In other words, he could have a fancy house and everything. But by him, he's in golos because the Eibishter is in golos. So in the earlier years, the Yidden were not a keli to such an Indian. So we looked at Golos as Gashmias. Were you in Gashmias in jail? Were you in Gashmias suffering? Bring a carbon toido. But if Am Yisrael, you had a house, or you lived comfortably, so Mitzadachiyav of carbon toido wasn't there. This Bacha wrote, however, in the later years, with the Rebbe's new definition of Golos, that Golos is not, we don't want Mashiach to get us out of our Golos problems. Mashiach is not a problem-solving event. He's not a problem-solving person. He's somebody that is here to bring about the Gili Ashkina Lamata Baretz. And the Yid knows that even if he has Kol Tuv Gashmi, he's in Gansin Tzibrochim from the fact that Eivishter is not in his Gala. So therefore, Dafkin and Aleph Nundeis, can the Rebbe be Mechadish? If that's the case, so for sure, all the Yidin, we're going to bring a Karban Teidah Lossad Lovi. This is a beer of a Bachar Yeshiva Gdol in Montreal. Everyone can think about it themselves and come up with their own biurim. What changed from Chelek Yudbeis Luchot Yisiches? Yudbeis is Vayikra. So Chelek Yudbeis, where the Chiyuv of Karban Teidah is, in the Chumash Vayikra of Karbonis, in Parshas Tav. However, you can look at it and be mashed with the Mekoimis and see the Rayis, but either way, we're going to go with the Mishnah Achreina. The Rebbe says, the Lossad Lovei, Am Yisrael is going to bring a Karban Toida to thank the Eivishter, like we say in the Haggadah, that we thank the Eivishter, V'neimelov Shechada, we'll tell the Eivishter that on the taking us out of Golos, and Mirtu Shem, it should be very quickly with these calls of the Melech HaMashiach, Meir Yigalam and King Yirotz.